We begin the new Masech, the Masech Pesachim. We begin Tav Beis, begin Amud Aleph, begin the first parak, Arla Ba'asa, begin the Teshuvah Maschal. Teshuvah begins the words of the Mishnah, Arla Ba'asa, Bekin Ezra Chametz. The first words of this Masech, the evening of the 14th of Nisan, is when we check for Chametz. Which explains what's the reason why there's this halacha, this obligation of what we know as Bedikas Chametz, and then get rid of it. So Pishak, which Rashi explains, so that one doesn't violate the prohibition of having chametz found or seen in his premises, so you have to check to make sure that you don't have chametz. Which Tosfos says, "Bekashlari, that's difficult to the read because kiven, since that even after this takanas chametz of beer of bedikas chametz, tarach bitul, there's an obligation of nullifying one's chametz in one's possession. Even after you did the bedikah, you check." You still have an obligation of nullifying whatever chametz might possibly be in your domain. No, biblically, really, once you nullify, it's not yours. You're not violating Bali or Bali Motze. So then we're back to the question, why did the sages obligate an inspection, a checking? According to Rashi, it's not to violate Bali or Bali Motze, but you're not violating Bali or Bali Motze because anyways you're doing a bittel. So vanilla, rather, it's to the read the avak of the sagi bittel ba'am, although that really it's enough. It's sufficient to just nullify, not to violate Bayur Balimotze. Why the Chum then be stringent and require a person to check and to eliminate? It's for a different reason that one doesn't come to eat if there really is something remaining. Even after his Mavatlet, he might come to eat on Pesach and then violate the Isser Karas of Yidin Chametz on Pesach. That's why there's obligation of doing Bedika to then do beer on that Chametz. So this sounds like when the Gemara later on the Yudim, the Bay Rav asked the question. What's a kikar b'shmei kar b'chulam? What's a lochem? It's a loaf of bread that you know is there on the top of the beam up there in the attic. Do you need a ladder to take it down or not? So the Gemara explains, the question is, okay, wait a second. We don't require you to go all the way up there to the attic to get it down because we're not concerned it's going to fall, etc. Like, maybe no zindid enough of asal mechli. No, it might fall and you might come to eat it. So you see that the reason is, not because of bayir alayim, it's because you're mavatal anyway, it's not even yours, but because you might come to eat like the reset. Now, says Taisavat Tam Shechmir Khan, why would we be so stringent over here? Tfeim Vishay Yisrael, no, more than all other things that have forbidden to have benefit, Shleitzuch Levarim, they wouldn't require you to go ahead and eliminate it. It's just enough that it's not yours, so why here? It's you're not violating anything, why do you have to eliminate it? Says Taisavat Mishon, the Chametz Mutabu Kalashana, the reason is because Chametz, you're permitted to eat all year round bagels and donuts and all that, like Nesurak Pesach, that's all you've been on Pesach, and therefore, will be eliminated. And a person might not hold himself back from it because he's so used to eating it. Could only come on like the Gemara live in the Yod Alav, and therefore we are stringent to require an elimination of beer, which starts with the Bedikah. And explains to us, you can't compare it to the mixture of meat and milk, ba'urlo, and the tree in its first 3 years, its fruits, the klai kerem, or a forbidden mixture of fruits in a vineyard, where there's shesrum na'yis oilam, where there, that, those items are always forbidden, and therefore you don't have to be mavar, you don't have to eliminate it in contrast to chametz. Now, then Taisa explains, and the nazir nami, so what do you do with that of a nazir that's forbidden to drink wine, and that's only forbidden in the time when he's a nazir, and he's also not used to not drinking wine. Why didn't we obligate beer over there? And that's just because he's suri shor lachrini. Because since the iser, which is forbidden for him, is permitted to others, so therefore he realizes that he has to be more careful since it's designated for him, and therefore we don't have to go ahead and eliminate it because he's not going to eat it anyway because he's going to be extra careful. Reinami, another approach for our original question is shami chametz. The reason why chametz is different, that we require a bedika with a beer, because shechmir by tyre, we find the tyre is stringent with chametz. Lava b'layiro b'alimatzah, that you violate just having possession of it and having it seen in your property. So shechmir chachamim libduk levari afaleicha the bitle. But the sages, they also followed this suit from the biblical model, and also required an inspection and elimination, even if you did bitle. Shemdima aslam echel, because like we said, because you might come to eat it. Now says Taisus benir l'Rashba, it appears to the Rashba that filavi tamach. Even according to this last interpretation, that the reason why the Chum required to do beer chametz is because we find the Torah was stringent because you violate Bal Yerah Bal Yimotzei. So the Rashba is coming to explain. Don't say, okay, then chametz said you wouldn't violate Bal Yerah Bal Yimotzei, then you wouldn't have the rabbinic obligation to eliminate. So you have to say that the sage was stringent by all types of chametz. And that is a fillable chametz nagshu, it's known as chametz that's not even fit to eat, it's not edible. Or Vadeta Ravis, that's through a mixture, and Afagav the Lekabal Yerah, although that type of Chametz one does not violate the biblical violation of Bal Yerah, the Perish of Ben Tamrish Elo, even Dav Membez and Aleph, because the Amar, because the Gemara says of the, that Sirur Yisarf, Sirur which has to be burned. V'ayinu chametz noikshe, that's this inedible type of chametz, k'muchas, like it's obvious in the Gemara there. And v'ikol ma'adam and amahosin, there's also an opinion, but there the kolshke and chametz gamal detarev, it's for sure that you would have to go ahead and for sure that chametz, that's through a mixture, that you would have to burn it too. Mashmi, you see, the asal ha'shaysay, that's forbidden to hold on to it until after Pesach. Because if you're allowed to hold on to it, why would you have to burn it? Leave it till after Pesach. He would have a rebuke. There would be even according to Yehuda, who he holds that chametz achar Pesach is forbidden to be eaten. Here, by chametz naiksha, he would agree that it would be permitted to eat it after Pesach. Because the last Yehuda chametz achar Pesach, because Yehuda only holds it forbidden chametz was left after the Pesach. Chalav chametz gamar only by full fledged chametz. Because they could give him a cry. Because there are three psukim that talk about the prohibition of chametz. One's l'teich zmane, one's during Pesach itself. L'fnei zmane, one is before Pesach. L'achas zmane, one is for after Pesach. The Gemara says later on the Chof Chesim Aves. A b'neiksha, but by inedible chametz, like elachat kro, where there's only one pasuk to say it's forbidden. From Yehuda, my dear, we agree that that's only on Pesach itself, but not after Pesach. And even so, you see that you don't hold it until after Pesach, rather you have to limit it before Pesach. Oh, that's the proof that obviously there's rabbinic obligation of doing bayir chametz, even if that type of chametz itself does not have bayir or balei matzah. And the reason is because the chametz did not differentiate, rather they required a bedikah to eliminate all types of chametz. So according to Rashi, the rabbinic obligation of bedikah's chametz, and then to eliminate it, is so that one doesn't violate bayir or balei matzah. Tosfos finds that difficult because, what do you mean? Even after bedikas and bir chametz, you're anyways doing bittul. You're anyways nullifying your heart. So anyways not going to violate bal yerbalim matzah. So therefore Tosfos explains that, no, the inspection is that you don't come to find it and eat it on Pesach. And now, so why the chametz require eliminating chametz more than all other things that are forbidden to have benefit? So Tosfos gave two interpretations. Either because all year round doesn't stop from eating chametz, so therefore there's more concern that it might come to eat on Pesach. And therefore, by Nazir, where we don't require that to eliminate that which is forbidden for him, is because it's only forbidden for him, and therefore we're not concerned that it's going to come to eat because he realizes he's different than everybody else. Second interpretation is that the reason why the Chacham permitted, they were stringent to require bir chametz more than all other things that are forbidden, is because we find the Torah was stringent by bal yerbalim matzah, and therefore the sages also, they were also stringent to go ahead and do bezika and the bir of chametz. Now, additionally, Tosfos says that even according to that interpretation, Chacham is still stringent regarding the inedible chametz, or regarding that with a mixture, that even though there in that specific chametz you don't violate bali matzah, but still there would still be the obligation of bedika and bir chametz in that case. Next test master begins with the gemara kasoga daitach. You would think to say mandam and nigi b'chulu, the one who holds that it's nigi light, etc. Which test explains the terminology of kasoga daitach. The gemara brings machlokes of Rav Yehuda regarding or laba asa. Does it mean nigi, which means the light of day, or nighttime? And the gemara says kasal gedaydech, that you would think the one that says nigi means nigi mamish, and the one that says leila mamish. Now, what's bothering Tosfos is it sounds like from the gemara that both of these are only according to the Havamin. Problem is not true. According to Maskana, we remain with the mandam leila mamish. It's only one who says day. We change that he also doesn't mean day. So Tosfos explains. We didn't say this terminology of you would have thought to say that it's only according to the Gemara's original thesis. That's only the Kesag Gedaitach is only going on the one who says that it's Nigi, which is the light, the daytime. That it doesn't remain like that in the conclusion. And parenthetically, we also included that other mandama, but really that mandama stays even according to the conclusion. And because of that question, one shouldn't go ahead and delete the words of the Gemara, because what do you mean it's not kasag gedaydach? You're right, it's not specific, and you don't have to delete those words from the Gemara. Then next says the Master begins with the Gemara, Ukut Rabbi Huda. Like Rabbi Huda, Shreis explains that this is actually not going on the Gemara's response, it's its own statement. The Gemara thought to say, you see that Ur means morning, because it says a biker Ur. So you see that Ur means biker, it means morning. And then the Gemara says, no, that it's not a noun, it's a verb. And what's the pasuk saying? So it means when it illuminates, not that it's the noun of Ur. Now, the Ba'adah's thesis is because, and what's the pasuk teaching us? Because it's telling you to leave and to arrive when it's still light. But the problem is that statement of the pasuk teaching you, it doesn't seem to be specific to the interpretation we're giving. So Divatesa explains, you're right. This teaching of Rehud is not going on what we just answered. Could Amat Taf in the Har, that it's only according to the interpretation that says that in the morning it illuminated and lit up. It's its own independent teaching. It's just coming to teach it, what the Pasuk is coming to teach, according to all interpretations, but it's not specific to what the Gemara's answer was. Tinnik says, Masna begins with the Gemara, Yikonis Bichitayv, that he should enter when it's still Kitayv, which is when it's light. Tosafot explains that what's the reason, first of all, a person does not go out at nighttime, and also why do you need two psukim to teach this idea, which our Gemara brings from Yehuda Amar Rav. So I'm going to read the research of the Perek HaKoinis, Mashma, the Gemara, and HaKoinis, Babakamad of Samach, Amar Aleph, sounds like the Tamav Mishum Azikin. The reason why is you shouldn't be out at nighttime is because of demons. The Mapik Lehosam, because the Gemara learns it out, the person should not leave the entryway of his house, which that was by the Seder night in Mitzrayim. But Kram, Mishum Azikin comes out, and the Pasuk is warning regarding the harmful spirits. Mefkin and the Hasim, because that's what we learn now from Dekim and Janit Rishot Lamashal Bukhulu. Once, even though the Jewish people were not supposed to be killed, but once the harming forces have rights to harm, anyone could get hurt. So you don't be out at night. Now, well, the fees are according to this. That means even from a person's own city, a person has to be careful to go out during the daytime, because it has nothing to do with a different city. It's the demonic forces which is anywhere. Now, Tosafot addressing a question. Why say Yikonis Bechitai first? Generally, you leave and then you come back. So why is it talk about coming in first? Because that's the way the Gemara does it. And it's not difficult. Like we talk about going, climbing in and out of a pit. It says, he climbs out and he climbs in. Now, usually climb in before you climb out. But that's how we find Perkais and Pasen, on Daf Chafal, and Aleph. They're not going to lead Tchila where, yeah, they talk about coming out first, even though really it's the other way around. When it says Bin Hashmash is terrifying, the twilight is like the blink of an eye, according to one opinion. This one comes in, and this one comes out. Truth is, first the day's coming out, and the night's coming in. But again, it's not difficult. We find that the Gemara says it in the inverse order, and therefore here too, it's not difficult why he mentions coming in first before going out. Now, but what Tosafot does find difficult of Akasha is Hadar Rabbi Yehuda Hadrasha Guf Mekrachin Leisei to Rabbi Yehuda, who we're quoting here in our Gemara. On this halacha of traveling during the daytime, he himself learns it out from a different pasuk, Parakainis over there in Baba Kamed of Samach. So Memer Rashbi says it's not difficult because the Tricha Trekra, you need two psukim. You need Habaykir Ar, you need that the morning is light, as we have in our Gemara, that Tzach Irachas, that you need for a different city. Meaning, Vavela Hechad Lekal Mechel Mazikin, even where there's no concern for harmful spirits, Kukan Achayesu Dabiyad Aleph. The brothers of Yesu, which is why our Gemara brings that pasuk, they were 11 men, and harmful spirits don't harm. When you have that many people together, even so, our Gemara is quoting that they shouldn't go out at nighttime. That's because of pits, of dangers on the road, because you can't see, it's dark. But and the puzzle that bring in Baba Kama of Leisaitu, it's that's necessary for a person's own city, and where you don't have the problem because he knows his ins and outs in the city, even when it's dark. And that's because of a different reason, because of harmful spirits. Next, the master begins with the Gemara Choybaker, and like the light of the morning, that refers to Ba'il Mazik in this world. Tosafot explains, what does the Pasuk mean to say according to what the Gemara's interpretation in the answer was saying, that it's not telling you that Oyer is Baiker, rather it means to say, like how it illuminates the morning in this world, that's how the sun's going to shine for the righteous in the world to come. So Fesher Ben Atam explains, which, what does that mean to say? Baiker is up until noontime, it's obvious from the Gemara, on Perek Tamanishla, Nefnun Ches Amet Aleph, Dad Vav Shoyis Nikar Baker, until 6 hours into the day, it's called Baker. So based on this, the interpretation of the Pasuk is that in the future, the light of the sun will be so strong that Ke'ein Zeh, that like this light of the morning, which is very strong, Yitchil Ezricha Seshem, which will be the beginning of the shining of the sun. The Hainan Netzachama, already from the beginning of this, of the sprouting of the sun, will be, Litzadikim Laslavi, will be for the righteous in the world to come. So you understand that the light of the sun will be very, very strong. If already in the beginning, it's already as strong as how it is by in this world, by noon, when the sun has been out already, and it's very strong. Tinnik says, Master begins with the Gemara of Akaimelon, but we know, what do you mean, still daytime until the stars come out at night? Tinnik explains, first of all, where do we know this from? That the Gemara is saying, we know. And also, why isn't it difficult from the Pesukim that the Gemara elsewhere brings regarding different opinions regarding what exactly is Bein HaShmashes, which the Gemara doesn't say. Where do we know this? That we know Kaimalan. So I'm going to read the Risa. The Pshit of the Gemara is obvious to the Gemara that but until the stars come out, it's daytime. You can't say when it's Shkia, it's already considered nighttime. Mishum the Meskin, same Perek Beis the Megillah, because the Gemara concludes in Megillah Dav Chof and Mabez, the Malay Sashacha Yemu, that from the break of dawn is day, there's something says in the Pazim and Achno, Yisim and Malacham, Malay Sashacha, Tzizikacham, that we did work from the break of dawn until the stars came out at nighttime. Raymond, it says, that the nighttime was for watching and the day was work. So if the day was work, and that's until Tzezik HaChavim, so Mahasim Nami Mucha, that Tzezik HaChavim Yemu, besides the fact that we know the day was Malay Sashacha, we see that day goes all the way up until Tzezik HaChavim. Now, but then Tzeis addressed, he said, "Belay Kashem Ahu Kra." So now, it's not difficult from this pasuk L'Tanoi to the Tanoi of the Perek Mamad Likin. The Gemara brings the Shabbos of Lamed Dal Nama. Hey, the Gemara Buda says, "It's Mishatishka Hacham from when the sun sets, calls Manch B'nei Mizrach Madim, as long as the eastern front is red, which you have like this redness from the sun." And Vekel Madam Hasan, there's another opinion that says Shnei Chelkei Mil, it's two parts of a mil. Shul Lefi Anira Shal Gedel Lefnei Tzeis Hacham, which that's seemingly a long hour before the stars came out at night. Now, what do you mean? The pus that we're bringing, that Tais is brought, we see up until Tzedek Chavim is day, not night. So how could they say the Shir Ben Hashmashes, which is Safik night, that's much before? So that's the Tais. No, the reason why it's not difficult is because the Einon Mekim Tzedek Chavim. We're not so proficient when when real nighttime is, that when the stars come out. Like the Gemara says over there, like a Chavim Gedel Manir Mayim, not talking about big stars you can see during the daytime. Like a Chavim Gedel Manir Malala, not small stars they can only see at nighttime. El Bainim, only middle size. Three of those stars. Then the Tzedek HaChavim. So since we don't even know when that is, so we could say the Ben Hashmashes, which is a doubtful night, is already the doubt of Tzedek HaChavim. Yeah, which is much longer than what we say at Tzedek HaChavim, because we don't really know when it is, and therefore it's not difficult on those opinions, which identify what exactly is Ben Hashmashes. The next Tzedek begins with the Gemara, Hanoidim in Or. The ramification is for someone to take a vow from having any benefit from Or, from light. Which Tzedek explains, That's only our Gemara based on the terminology of the Pasuk, but not what's called Lashem the Adam. The Gemara said, Nafkimina of that saying that the light of stars is considered Ur, is someone took a vow from Ur would be forbidden the light of stars. So Tesis says that that's only based on the terminology of the biblical definition. Me, however, Hech Lashem the Adam, any question on Maker, but if people speak differently than that of what the Pesukim vernacular is, Azlina Chaloshim Me'adim. We go based on how people speak. I mean, Echelon, because most of Echelon, your testament base. Kaba'oimim Mishkali Yodei Alav. Someone says the weight of my hand is on me to give as a nedu. So Midaraisa biblically is Kibaris Kulo, would be the whole hand with including the biceps. But in the Dharma, regarding the laws of vows, Halacha Chaloshim Me'adim. We go based on how people speak. Daniel Dato, which only up to the elbow, and here also, although it's saying Hanoyim the Ur would include, as the pasuk says, Or is from Kechavim too, but if that's not what people mean when they speak, so based on the halach of Nadarm, we wouldn't go based on the pasuk. We go on how people speak, and that's how the halach would be in specific regarding to the Nether.